The infrastructure being challenged on the East Coast as a result of Superstorm Sandy. Nowhere more challenged this morning than getting fuel. People around the tri-state area having difficulty getting gasoline, diesel. Deliveries of fuel have been spotty, disrupted by traffic patterns. Earlier today, we spoke with Jack Homan at Us Gas in Union, New Jersey, about what he's seeing at his gas station.
The fellow opened up this morning at 5:30, and there was already people waiting for him.
And there's an expectation, a sense that the gas is going to run out. Is there really a difficulty getting gas deliveries to stations like your own?
Yes, we had a limited delivery last night. I think there was maybe 1,000 gallons, so that's probably not going to last too much longer. And we are expecting one today, but when it's coming, I couldn't tell you. Having trouble at the refineries, the one refinery that we were using was flooded, so the trucks going in and out of there were very limited.
And how do you deal with a situation like that? Do they ration you? Does a truck pull up and say, here's how much you're getting, and that's the way it works? Or, you know, is it more chaotic? Do you get to bargain with them a little bit? How does it work?
No, we don't bargain with them. You know, it's a set price, and they come in, and they just basically, whenever they can get a load to us. I mean, it's not a shortage per se. It's just basically getting the truck to us.
Now, I know you're inside the station. You're not actually pumping, but are you noticing vehicles? Have your employees told you that vehicles are coming from far outside of the neighborhood? You're getting people seeking gas from farther away than normal?
Basically, yes, because the two towns around us have no power, so we're getting their business plus our local neighborhood business. So the line gets quite long.
And that puts a drain on your supply, so it means that when you do get filled up, you get empty faster.
Very, yes. That's why I said we expect a delivery today, but when it's coming, I couldn't tell you. Normally, it'd be once a day, but it's not happening.
Can you give me a sense of morale? I mean, things seem to be tranquil and orderly, but there's got to be some frustration in some of those vehicles.
Some of the people, especially with the people with the gas cans, because we have them waiting in line with the cars, and they're not thrilled with that, sitting in their car waiting to get their gas can filled. We tried the other day with just a separate line for gas cans, but that was like five houses down the street that were lined up, so that just didn't work. The police were a little annoyed. There was just people walking all over with gas cans, and between that and the car traffic, they were kind of helping us direct traffic the other day. Today also we have one stationed outside, and he's keeping an eye on everybody. But everybody, believe it or not, is very orderly. There's no hotheads. Everybody's been in line and very patient.
Well, it's only Thursday. Not to be a negative member of the media here, but Jack, describe that again. You were trying a separate line for people with gas cans, and that was many blocks.
Yes. There was actually, I guess on Tuesday night, there was more people for gas cans than there were for gas in line as far as cars go.
And in a situation...
Everybody's trying to fill up the generators.
Right, the generators, of course. That's a whole separate drain on the fuel supply. And do you have limits on the kinds of containers that you will fill? I mean, if somebody shows up with a gallon milk jug, one of those thin plastic milk jugs, will you fill that as well as a 5-gallon regulation gas can?
No, it has to be a regulation can. 1 gallon or 5 gallon, but it has to be regulation. We won't fill anything else. It's too dangerous.
Buy the book, Jack Homan, at Us Gas in Union in New Jersey. Thanks so much, Jack.
Thank you, John.
And good luck to you.
Thanks.
Yesterday, you may recall, we spoke with Jillian Jordan from Far Rockaway in Queens, New York, one of the areas most devastated by the storm. It's also the home of many 9/11 first responders. We got calls from all over the country reacting to Jillian's story. Here's Dr. Alexis Brown from Miami.
I think the country needs to really be aware of the wonderfully heroic men and some women who gave their lives in 9/11, and that we absolutely do owe them a debt.
Tell us what you think. Call 877-8-MY-TAKE or post to thetakeaway.org.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.